Digital Mister. Hey, what I say, so yeah. Get your hands in the air, sir. Woo. Yeah. Then you will get no hurt, mister. No, no, no. I said, yeah.
I said, yeah.
And connection coming to you live from the foot of the Bullet Mountain in a district called Turtle Pond, which is a Clarendon, is located in the middle of our island. Clarendon has produced many greats. And we continue to trust in the King of Glory for the blessing that he has bringing on us in the midst of turmoil, mayhem and chaos taking place in our parish. We will not change our belief, because we know that our Master Jesus Christ is the answer. And we continue to depend upon him. Wherever you are, I say north, east, south, and west. You say, hello, world. We continue to trust in God. Jamaica, lost their quest for the Gold Cup in the football. Matter of fact, they lost to US of A. And they still continue to be mayhem on our road and the streets. The drivers and riders are losing their lives. Up to the beginning of July, we had lost 231 persons in accidents on our roads. And 74 of those are motorcyclists. And all manner of mayhem seems to be taking place. We see where the government paid $65 million for a consultancy in Petrojam. The divestment of state properties are still in question. But the sad thing about this divestment is that when these companies are owned by the states, they lose money. But when they get in the hand of the private sector, they make billions. Example of such would be like JPS. When the government owned JPS, that's Jamaica Public Service, it was losing millions. They sold it to Marant. Marant make a big profit and sold it to another company, Marubeni. And they are still making profit. They sold Air Jamaica. There's no turning to Caribbean Airlines. They are still making profit. But when they are owned by the government, they lose. Another such one is National Commercial Bank, which is owned by Jamaican billionaire Mr. Michael Lee Chin. NCB was owned by the government. It was losing millions of dollars. Mr. Lee Chin bought out. Now he's making billions. NCB made $30 billion net profit last year. And they're on their way to even more for this year. The government now owns Petrojam. They took on Mr. Zaka and his team to report whether Petrojam should be sold or kept by the government. They paid Mr. Zaka and his team $65 million. And Mr. Zaka and his team, with their findings, are inconclusive. There are so many assets that government has that I believe with proper management, they should remain in the hand of the government. One such is Petrojam. Another one is Duns River. They did an audit in Duns River and found out that Duns River was losing millions of dollars. But I believe Petrojam and Duns River under proper management can make a huge turnaround and make a profit for the government. The government has introduced another state of emergency in South St. Andrew. People are still debating whether state of emergencies are the right method to curb crime. Some say it's like putting a band-aid on a sewer. But one of the things that is key in fighting crime is proper resources for the members of the security forces. Because if crime and corruption is not controlled, whatever progress we make in terms of economic growth will be eroded. But let it be that good sense will prevail and the right thing being done. This is the Clarendon Connection with your host, Pastor Cameron. And we are experiencing some extremely hot days, even in the hills of Clarendon, at the foot of the Bullhead Mountain. We're having hot days and hot nights. Nevertheless, we are getting showers now and again. But indeed, the climate has changed. Because for many years, especially we in the hills of Clarendon have never experienced such heat. Not in the day, not in the night. But I guess climate change is the buzzword. But I am suggesting to the powers maybe to start planting trees. Tree planting is necessary to impact the change of the climate. Start educating our people about waste. How to deal with waste. We have made a great step forward by eliminating plastic bags. A lot of plastic bags has been taken out of the market. So most business places now are inclined to use paper bags. So we hope to see a drastic reduction in plastic which goes into the river and it will end up in the sea and the fishes will eat this plastic which will destroy the sea life. We also see in sports where some major athletes are speaking about a coaching legend by the name of Glenn Mills. How they are being treated, and some of them have left the racers' camp. But we're glad to know that our athletes are still doing well on the Diamond League circuit. We see Sunday in football where the USA women, they won the FIFA World Cup. They beat the Netherlands. So we must congratulate the USA. West Indies, they were favorites going into the T20 World Cup. Obviously, they have lost so many matches. And we just do not know what is happening in the camp of the West Indies. You see where Courtney Ambrose is speaking out against the selection of Chris Gayle for the upcoming India series in the Caribbean. But you know, Chris Gayle is a legend. And he has done tremendously for the West Indies cricket and for himself. And if he's fit to play, I think they should play him. Because with India coming to the West Indies, they'll be bringing out their A players. So I would not object to Chris Gayle playing in this upcoming series in India, knowing that some of these matches will be played at Sabina Park. So I would ask West Indies cricket to reconsider. This is the Clarendon Connection with your host, Pastor Cameron. In Turlupon, we were supposed to be joined by Mr. Davis, but he will be on next week. Mr. Davis is visually impaired from the age of 7. But he struggled until now. He has obtained a bachelor's degree. And he has been involved in radio and teaching of the English language. But he'll be on next week. So we'll be looking forward to that. Still to take a break, and then when we come back, we have some other discussion. This is Pastor Cameron in Turtle Pond, the foot of the Bullet Mountain, with the Clarendon Connection. Take it away, studio.
Freedom!
My God is
Son of gospel, bear it. My God is real. My God is ever faithful. And truly, in Jamaica, land we love, we can say, our God is faithful. Our God is real. And that is why our national anthem says, Eternal Father, bless our land. Guard us with thy mighty hand. Keep us free from evil powers. Be our light through countless hours. To our leaders, great defender. Grant you wisdom from above. Justice should be ours forever. Jamaica, land we love. We have the man HB in the studio. He's coming into Jamaica soon. And we are looking forward to that. HB, you want to tell us about your trip that you'll be taking soon to Jamaica?
Exactly. I am coming in a week or so. Supposed to be getting there on the 18th. But I'm going to be in the Montego Bay area for a couple of days and then make it down to the Kingston area. Hopefully, I can make it to Clarendon. I know I'm definitely gonna go to see Althea Leng. Yeah. She said I can't come to Jamaica and not meet with her. You know, we had a good chat the other day, actually when I was filling in for you, but yeah, it was very good, very good. It was a good little thing going on there with Miss Lang.
Yeah, man, Althea, she's doing a lot of work and you know, she was so excited for this connection, you know, for the Clarendon connection, you know. So when you get to Jamaica, we're looking forward to that. You know, she has an extensive work in the fashion and the modeling and industry. You know, and
yeah, I was also asking her. I was saying if she had been nominated or designated for any order, you know. Order of merit, order of distinction, or order of anything, you know. She says no. So I was telling her maybe it's time for us to get a petition going, you know.
Yes, because Althea is one of the pioneers, you know, that helped to take Jamaica, you know, to the world stage, because she was one of the first one in the fashion industry to grace the cover of Essence magazine. And that, you know,
when you say one of the, no, she was the first.
she was the first, right?
Yeah. Yes, exactly.
Well,
yeah,
so she really deserved recognition.
Yes, exactly.
So probably this is where the kind of connection. Probably this way, the Clarendon connection can start a petition to see that, you know, these people are what you would call unsung heroes. We need to get them out,
exactly,
and let people know that they have made a mammoth contribution to our country and they are still alive. You know, you don't want to wait until a person has passed away and then you're gonna do that and do that. No, that doesn't help them. No, one of the songwriters say, "Don't scatter roses after a god."
Right. So that's exactly what I told her, that I would meet with her, and then we would kind of take it from there. And yeah, because I do believe that it has some merit, considering the fact that she's doing a lot of good things right now, because she's doing some stuff with the kids, and, you know, she's got visionary. You know, she's a visionary. So, I mean, yeah, when I come down, I'm going to meet with her, and then we see where it goes, because I think actually this week might be the week that she's doing the workshops with the children, because she's doing a workshop with the children where they go through, table manners and the whole works. I mean, she talked about it on the program. And this is the week that I think this is the week. If it's not this week, it's next week. But I know it was in July because I was saying, wow. So it may either be this week or next week that is supposed to be happening in Kingston.
Yes, and programs like these, they are necessary for our youths of today because you know, there are a lot of things that is missing from our youth, the social graces, the etiquette and all of that stuff. And this is where she comes in as a pioneer in this field. You know, she can be able to instill these values and these values will have lasting effect on our children. First of all, it builds their self esteem.
That is exactly true. So we basically need to harness the energy, you know, and the passion that she has and, you know, build on it, you know?
Mm-hmm. Apart from meeting with Miss Leng and stuff, what other thing do you have on your agenda for the time that you will be in Jamaica for?
Well, I'm coming. I'm actually coming down here. I am supposed to be visiting a couple gospel radio stations because, you know, I did put out an album, but I also released an EP. I released an EP with 5 gospel tracks on there. So I'm meeting with, I'm doing some promotion on that with the radio station. I'm also going to meet with a couple of folks because we're planning to do a back to school, but that's going to be towards the end of August. So I'm meeting with some folks on that. The Andrew Dixon Foundation, which I'm the chairman for, is partnering with a couple of folks from the United States, so we're supposed to be doing something in Treasure Beach. I got to meet with those guys down in Treasure Beach. We actually just came from St. Martin, where we did a couple of camps in St. Martin. But we're working with a couple of folks in the Treasure Beach here to be bringing some teams down. So I'm in this. This trip is more meeting and greeting as opposed to doing any type of screenings and camps or whatever. It's just basically doing a lot of laying the foundation or laying the groundwork for some things that's going to happen later in the year.
So the eye screening that you did last year, will there be a continuation to that?
There's going to be a continuation. Where we are right now is the person that did the screening for us, that individual had a quadruple bypass surgery. So right now he's being rehabilitated. He's 'cause we were supposed to come down last November. But he couldn't come because he had a quadruple bypass. And I think that's going to be it for him with respect to doing anything that's heckling or whatever. He just doesn't have the strength anymore. So we're in the process right now of trying to find someone who can do it. Now, we have reached out to a couple of people because we've reached out to some folks. But very rarely do you find some people trying that will volunteer to do some of these things. They usually wants compensation. And even though we're willing to compensate food and board, you know, they want monetary compensation. So, you know, we're still trying to pull a new team together. But we've got supplies out there. We've got pretty much everything out there. All we're looking now for is a licensed individual to be able to come down with us.
Well, that is good. So your trip now is just a meet and greet, and then after you go back, you will be coming back again to do some work.
Yeah, we're coming back to do some work. Yeah, probably within the month, because I'm in July. So in August, I know that we're coming because we're doing a back to school. Not sure where we're gonna do the back to school, and then there is an organization over here that wanted to come down and do a mission, some type of a mission trip. So they want to come down. They are willing to sponsor it, but I just got to come down and make sure that I've got the right organization, you know, because I want to make sure that when they do come down, that whatever they are putting forth is going to reach the needs of the folks that need it, you know, because so very often things just vanish before it even gets to the needy. So that's, you know, so you want to work with some creditable organization or credible people, you know. So that's kind of what I'm, you know, and then you want to, I mean, I know that River Park Primary School is a school that we have adopted, so we do a lot with River Park, you know, but you got to still remember that it's still a public school, so you still have to work through the ministry when it comes to any of the schools. There is an orphanage there right behind G.C. Foster that we work with them also. That's a lot easier to work with because we know that whatever is going on goes directly to the children that are there because we can actually see. We have a good relationship with those folks. Hopefully we can establish something within your area there in Clarendon. So that when, you know, one or two other churches down there, so we can work with them. You know, because these are some organizations. They're private companies, you know. But some of the private companies, one of the things that they have within their company is like giving back, you know, giving back. And they do mission trips. They have not been to Jamaica. They have been to different islands and different countries, but they haven't been to Jamaica. And I was approached by one of the vice presidents because he's aware of some of the things that I'm doing, you know, and I basically said to him that, hey, I will lay out the foundation, because at the end of the day, I want to lay a solid foundation, so at the end of the day, I'm not embarrassed, if you understand what I mean.
Yeah, that is good, and you know, these are all positive signs that can assist in the development, you know, of our country. I know a lot of organizations will be coming out this year to do medical work, like I know the LJBR, they always come out on every year and do a free medical clinic in Popville in Clarendon.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah, and we in the past we used to support the clinic in Freehill. I mean, you know, we used to support that in Freehill. There was a nurse who really brought medical folks in, and you know, I mean, and a lot of people might think that these folks can just come in, but you know, if you're medical, you also got to be cleared by the Ministry of Health. You know, you can't just come in and say, "Come support." Well, you have to be cleared by the Ministry of Health. You know, so it takes a lot of planning to get some of these things in place. It's not really easy, you know. But once you know the routine and you've established certain things, you can basically do that. What type of activities you've got going on for the summer?
Well, we have lots of convention lineup, and plus we want to go into what is known as the vocational Bible school with the little children. So, you know, we have that planned of coming up for the summer, and as I said, several churches will be having convention and cruises and stuff are happening and things like that. So this summer we are gonna be really busy to get, you know, all of these things to participate in all of these activities. But we're looking forward to them because the children are also looking forward to them. You know, the summer schools are out, and not every one of them will be going to summer school. So, in terms of the vocational Bible school, that is necessary because we get the little children from all denominations, and we teach them the Word of God. You know, and we have lots of different activities to take us throughout the week, and then at the end of the. We have a little what you call a closing out ceremony.
Okay. Okay.
Are you just excited about that, man?
That makes good sense. Makes good sense. Yeah, well, kind of looking forward to coming out and taking it from there. We'll see how things go. But it looks like that's what it is, you know.
You mentioned something about gospel artists. So are you now managing gospel artists?
No, I have already. I have been managing a couple of those gospel artists. I have two artists. I have a couple of artists here, but in now. When you say there are some artists that that are all gospel, but there's artists that do gospel, lovers rock, you know. So it depends on the terminology of the gospel artist, because you have artists that sings gospel and you have artists that are solely gospel. That just do gospel, so you know,
these artists that's under your wings, they are in the States or they are in somewhere in Jamaica.
Yeah, well, they're in Jamaica, but I mean, like one of my main artists here, Natisha Stream, who does gospel. And she does more lovers rock, more that kind of what you would call reggae music, as opposed to the other stuff that they have now, the dancehall stuff. No, she's more a singer. She's in Jamaica, but she's here now because she's doing some shows here, you know. And then we got a couple more artists down there. I don't know if you remember. Little Kirk, that was doing a lot of gospel, but he does other stuff also other than gospel. So he at one time he was doing all gospel, and that's what he did, all gospel. Kirk Davis is the name that's his name. You might be familiar with the name Kirk Davis. Does that ring a bell?
Was he a secular artist before, or just?
Yes. Yeah, he was a secular artist before. Yeah, he was a secular artist before.
Yes, I know him. I know Little Kirk. You know, he had a couple of hits way back. You know.
Yeah, way back. Yeah, way back. And then he went by he went all gospel, and then by the name. Kirk Davis was the name that's his real name, actually, Kirk Davis. There's artists out there, but the EP, I think I played two tracks off the EP before. I played My God, that is Latisha's dream. I think I played Never Fail Me Yet, not today, but another time on the show. There's another young lady from here. She does a song called Greater Power. Greater Power. She's in the States. Jojo Mack is her name. And there's a young lady in Jamaica, goes by the name of Missy. Actually, she did a gospel track for me, and this was her first ever track that she's ever done. this is her first song. She's kind of itching to go back into the studio to do some stuff. She goes.
So what about other artists like say a German Garden, or a German Edwards, or even Kevin Downsell? You think of that working with these guys? You think it'll be bring them on, be a part of your production?
If I'm doing another EP, I can reach out to them and say, hey, I've got the rhythm. Would you like to do a track on it and whatever? And, you know, yeah. But for the most part, an artist such as Kevin Downsell, he already has a team together. And I'm telling you, you probably go talk to him and he can tell you right now that he's got two albums scheduled to, you know, plus if I'm not sure what label he's signed to, but he may have already signed to a label with a 5-album deal, you know. Yeah, you understand what I'm saying? So, I mean, for the most part, if you're looking at the top-tiered artists that's out there, I can tell you I'm pretty sure that they already have a plan, because even though we're in the summer now, folks are booking for next year. You know, I mean, for most of these festivals and concerts and whatever, because there really isn't any festivals in Jamaica. I think there's probably two. You've got the Sumfest, and you've got one that's in the one in January.
Rebel Salute. That's always take place down in Discovery Bay.
Yeah.
In
Discovery
in Bay.
So you've got in Priory. So you've got that, and you've got and then you probably don't really have a whole any more festival, because you might have a 1-day concert here, 1-day concert here. But most of the festivals are either in Europe, Holland, Germany, Italy, you know. So we're talking the big time festival. That's where they are. Or you may find a couple out in California, down the coast. You know, but for the most part, the big things are happening over in UK, and then Africa has gotten into play, has taken into play, because things are getting really, really busy in Africa, especially in Ghana, you know, West Africa, West Coast. A lot of things going on there, and reggae is getting really big down in that side.
Okay, because I think more even gospel festival I need it, because even right now I am not hearing anything
about fanning the sun.
Yeah, fanning the sun is that's the number one gospel show in Jamaica. Fanning the sun, you know. Yeah. So, a friend of mine said he was gonna get some information for me on that, but he hasn't gotten that yet. So, you know. But we'll see how that works out. We'll see how it works out, and we'll kind of take it from there.
I think you know they are opening for even new festivals to come on stream and so because it is needed because this here I am on Fun in the Sun website and they are saying July 14 and they will be at National Heroes Park. So that's July 14, 2019.
That's this weekend. This is this weekend.
Right. And it says it's a foundation. It has started 15 years ago and now bloomed into a full-scale family enrichment event that seeks to provide uplifting engagement, holistic experience for visitors and Jamaicans. Some of the popular faith-based artists who perform at the last staging include Danny McCurkin, Kirk Franklin, Ty Tibet, Ezekiah Walker, Andrew Palou, Aaron and some. This year promised to be just as electrifying with many of the representatives from the international churches attending Fun in the Sun event. It's a community-based mission activity. So we see it's Fun in the Sun has been endorsed by the Jamaica Tourist Board. You know, so it's funny, this one will definitely be on July the 14th at the Heroes Park. And you know, people are going to be looking forward to that.
Yeah, so that is what I consider to be
my God.
I was trying to get to Greater Power so you could listen to Greater Power. This is JoJo Mike. Take a listen to Greater Power.
Lord, give me strength as I go on my way. Give me the will to fight one more day. Lord, from the start, you love my heart. That's why I'm singing. Never end. I know you're my only friend.
Yes. That's your artist there, eh? Studio there?
Yeah, I'm saying that is the sounds of JoJo Mac. Greater power. Greater power.
And she's a Jamaican artist, eh?
Yeah, she's a Jamaican artist. She lives in Pennsylvania. And she was one of the artists that is on the EP, that five-track EP. And actually, yeah. The EP is called God Never Fails. Huh? Repeat?
I'm sure these artists will be looking forward to coming to Jamaica to perform, eh?
Yeah, I mean, somewhere down the line, I'm going to put something together and have them all come down. And probably, you know, I'm thinking 1 week going. I mean, I really would like them to at least go from, parish to parish or something like that. But, I mean, that is something that I have to eventually work out, you know. You know, and just a showcase. It's more like a showcase thing, and we'll just from one day to another day, we work with a couple churches or whatever, and you know, we just do something because it's really a showcase, you know.
Okay, that would be good because I'm saying there's hardly any you know much gospel things taking place here, and sometimes you know these ones that come up they. You know, they are so expensive and stuff like that. So one of the things that really affect a good gospel show is the cost. You know, so if you can find, make it affordable.
I think it could be for affordable, but, and from where I am and from what I'm looking at, it's more of a publicity, so an awareness, you know, so it's how you package it. It's actually how you package it. So we'll package something together and blend it in more of a promotional aspect, and you know, and you could make it short. You could make it a 4 day where they're here Friday, Saturday, they're here Sunday, there, or even started from Thursday, you know, you do a couple interviews on the radio station, rare, Friday, Saturday, boom, you know, and then, but you have to push it, you know. I will say what I'll do, I'll send you the EP cover, so at least you'll get a chance to see it.
Yes, man, and you know, whatever we can do to help to promote it and stuff like that, because I think something like that is necessary.
Yeah, man, absolutely. So that is good look. That's a good look.
And you would also take on other artists under your portfolio, too, eh?
Yeah, no. That's always open. That's open.
I tell you something. What started out Chris Blackwell, you know, was a little lady from Clarinet by the name of Millie Small. Chris Blackwell took
her. Yeah,
Chris Blackwell,
of course. I know her from Millie. I know Millie Small. I know her, yes.
And you know, Chris Blackwell took her to England, and when she did My Boy Lollipop, it just went straight up the charts, and that really propelled Chris Blackwell, and then you know, Bob Marley came in later, and because the two major artists for Chris Blackwell was Millie Small and Bob Marley and the Wailers, you know. And you know,
exactly.
he has made a great deal of money from these people. So I am saying, you know, you should not despise small beginning, and you can do the same thing. Turn on these artists and make them into mega star. And these artists, man,
we've got an open door, you know, I mean, and we're willing to work with just about anyone, you know, as long as they're willing to put the work in, you know.
Yeah, and so we look forward to that. So we're looking forward to your visit, and we have to do a clan and connection together live from Jamaica.
Live from Jamaica, exactly. We'll definitely have to do that. That's something we have to do.
All right, so we're gonna be checking out, and we're gonna be keeping in touch, and we look forward to your visit. I don't know if you want to close out with that third world. I really love Jalove. Try Jalove. You know, that's one of my favorite songs. That's one of my favorite songs, you know. And we have to, that's what the world need to do, really, is to try Jalove. If you have
try Jalove. I think Try Jalove is here. So let's finish up with Try Jalove, huh? All right, so until next week.
Come on, this is Pastor Cameron, taking out from a client and conviction.
With Try Jalove.
The world to try, they only love that can bring.